Chapter 56, Section 2, Agriculture. As you read, look for the effects of mechanization on the agricultural industry, crop diversity, the impact of the broiler industry, terms, pasteurization, broilers, agribusiness. In the post-World War II period, a larger percentage of Georgia's population left rural areas. Georgia had fewer people working on farms and fewer farms to work on. Sharecropping declined quickly, although not totally, in the years after the war. African Americans especially began to leave farming in large numbers. By the 1970s, very few African Americans made their living in farming. Before the Depression, a majority had. Farming changed in another important way. Its production is far more diverse. That is, many different crops are produced. Another major change was mechanization. Modern farms used tractors, harvesting machines, crop dusting airplanes, and chemicals that keep weeds and pests from destroying crops. Cotton. Cotton had been Georgia's major crop since the late 1700s. Throughout most of that time, cotton production depended on the labor of human beings. In the late 1940s, two major farm equipment companies began selling machines that could pick cotton without destroying the cotton bolls. In fact, the machines could gather far more cotton in a day than a person could. Farmers who could not afford a machine could sometimes join with other farmers to purchase and use the equipment. Those who tried to produce a crop without equipment found it hard to compete with mechanized farms. The number of cotton farms went down, but the production of the remaining farms went up. The demand for cotton, however, decreased after the war. It continued to fall in the 1950s and 1960s as man-made fibers such as rayon and polyester became popular. In the 1980s and 1990s, consumers wanted natural fibers again, and cotton made a comeback. Even so, cotton was no longer king. In the 21st century, less than 10% of the money made by farming in Georgia comes from cotton. Other crops. Other crops became important in the farm economy. Peanuts were grown in the south central and western half of the state. By the 1950s, Georgia was the top peanut producing state in the country. One peanut farmer who became very important to the state and nation was Jimmy Carter. As roads improved and refrigeration decreased spoilage, truck farming, growing vegetables for local markets, became an important part of the economy. Corn, cabbage, tomatoes, squash, peas, greens, watermelons, and many other vegetables grow well in various areas of the state. The best-known Georgia vegetable is the sweet-tasting Vidalia onion, now grown in 20 Georgia counties. By the 21st century, Vidalia onions brought in more income than any other vegetable produced in the state. Georgia also increased its fruit production after the war. Peaches had been grown for decades. Georgia is still known as the Peach State, but it no longer leads in the production of peaches. Apples also became important to economic growth, especially in North Georgia. By the 1950s, Georgia became the nation's leading state in the production of pecans, and it remains the leader today. In addition, pecan wood is valuable because it makes beautiful furniture and floors. Georgia's pecan wood was used in 1996 to make the handles of the Olympic torches. Livestock. Georgia's agricultural economy has also included animals such as beef cattle, hogs, and dairy cows for milk production. The invention of refrigeration to keep milk fresh and milking machines to speed up the process of milking made dairy farms more profitable. By 1946, Georgia law required pasteurization, the process of heating milk to kill bacteria that cause disease. Because pasteurizing equipment was expensive, dairy farmers established cooperatives where farmers would purchase it together. In the 1960s, new equipment connected milking machines directly to pipelines, which took milk to tanks. That made milk production even faster and more efficient. One of Georgia's most important products in the post-war period has been chickens. North Georgia became a center for raising chickens. In the 1970s and 1980s, chicken production increased. By the late 1990s, Georgia had become the nation's leader in broilers, chickens weighing less than 2.5 pounds. Over the years, other areas of the state have become involved in chicken production. The number of farmers raising chickens has gone down, but the number of chickens raised has gone up. In addition to raising crops and animals, Georgia's economy grew through the agribusiness, farming and the businesses associated with farming, of processing those products for markets. Vegetables and fruits required packing. Nuts had to be shelled, milk pasteurized, and animals slaughtered, cleaned, and packaged. In coastal areas, fish and other seafood, especially shrimp, also had to be cleaned and readied for market. Processing plants were built to carry out these operations. No food processing industry was more important to Georgia's economy than the broiler industry. In the 1930s, Jesse Jewell of Gainesville encouraged the raising of chickens as a business by selling farmers baby chicks. When the chicks grew up, he bought them back to process them. Over the next decades, other companies became involved in chicken processing. In the 1950s, Georgia's companies began to sell their broilers to other countries. After the war, most of the workers in the broiler industry were rural white women, often farm wives who needed to earn extra money. As the industry grew, more workers were needed. In the 1980s, the labor force began to change as immigrants from Mexico and other Latin American countries began filling these jobs. At the same time, the demand for chicken in the United States was skyrocketing. By the mid-1990s, Americans ate more chicken than beef and pork. Although agriculture is no longer the main force in Georgia's economy, it is still important. Today, it is mechanized, modernized, and efficient. In the 21st century, the nation and state, however, face some challenges that result from modern agriculture. These challenges include pollution in streams and waterways from the chemicals and fertilizers, as well as those sprayed on crops to kill weeds and insects. Reviewing the section, 1. Define pasteurization, agribusiness. 2. Why did cotton not remain king of the crops? 3. How has mechanization affected Georgia agriculture?